thank you for being here with us at the Saturday Light Brigade. Lots of nice calls coming in today. And I mentioned to you before that the Enough Violence exhibit continues at the Society for Contemporary Craft in the Strip District. And we are pleased to have a chance to talk today with two people involved with it. Rachel Saul is the studio programmer and also responsible for the community outreach at the Society for Contemporary Craft. And let me say good morning to you, Rachel. How are you this morning? Wide awake?
I'm wide awake. Thanks for having me.
You came on when this exhibit opened, pretty much, or just before it opened,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I came in July, and the exhibition opened in September, so just right on the cusp of that.
Are you from Pittsburgh? Or?
I'm originally from Natrona Heights and spent some time in Erie and have found my way back.
This has to be just an amazing project for you. And how did you go about trying to organize the outreach? If you don't know, the exhibit features works by artists responding to violence in ways that artists do, creative, problem-solving, introspective, moving. But you wanted to be sure that everybody could get involved, including all members of the public, since violence impacts everybody directly or indirectly. How did you set about doing that?
I have to say, I was really lucky. I walked in, as you said, pretty much at the point when much of the exhibition was planned, and my whole entire team had already done a great job reaching out to community partners and organizations and getting people involved. And then the process just became kind of organic as the show went up. There was been a lot of interest from people. A lot of people that have come through and seen the exhibition have asked about, can we bring school groups in? This looks like something that people would be really interested in dialoguing about. And I have to say, it's been a wonderful experience because the community has just kind of rallied around the exhibition, and it hasn't been too much trying to pull people in.
That's good. And one of the things I'm excited about is not just having the exhibition here, but the fact that it's going to be traveling to other communities. And I don't know if you have a sense of the itinerary after the exhibit closes next month. You are not the person coordinating that, I know,
no.
But I know it already has been booked in a few other places, right?
I know that Kate Lydon is working on that, and I think they were talking about somewhere in Texas, Houston, but I don't know that it's been completely confirmed to date.
That's great. And, you know, it only just now occurred to me, we have an exhibit opening up here at the Children's Museum called Love and Forgiveness, which opens right around Valentine's Day. And in some ways, we should look for ways that those two exhibits might connect to each other during their month-long overlap. Also here with us today is Allison Hall, who is executive director at PAAR, Pittsburgh Action Against Rape. I want to say, has it been 35? How long has the organization been around now? Is it 35?
42 years.
42 years. I can remember most of the milestone anniversaries from over the years. And tell us a bit about what PAAR does.
We serve victims of sexual violence, adults, women, men, and we also serve children. Every year, there are about 2,500 victims of sexual violence that we serve in Allegheny County. And we also do a lot of prevention work in Allegheny County. We work with parents. We work with schools. We train a lot of professionals. The importance of mandated reporting if suspected abuse is occurring. And as I said, we also offer trauma counseling to victims. We see children as young as 2 and adults as old as 70.
Now, do you actually offer shelter service, or would your role be more in terms of referral to others?
No, we don't. We are not a shelter. We are a trauma center. And if somebody is in need of shelter, then we would refer to Women's Center and Shelter, which is a domestic violence shelter.
So in a way, it seems to me that if somebody has any concerns about that spectrum of abuse, you're really a go-to organization for either offering direct help or offering a referral to somebody that can provide services that are outside of your mission or that are maybe deeper than your particular mission.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have, we can let people know the resources that are available in the community, and we would urge them to call our hotline, and we would referral, help in any way that we can if PAR directly does not deal with that issue.
And what's the hotline number?
1-866-END-RAPE.
1-866-END-RAPE. Do you know what it is in numbers offhand? I'll translate it. I always have trouble dialing those numbers with letters sometimes, but it's a good way to remember the numbers. I know there's even still a lot of education being done in terms of what is abuse, what are signs of abuse. In fact, the state just early last year has a new law in place requiring that teachers in schools understand signs of child abuse. I don't know if you're familiar
yes,
with that.
Yes, teachers and they're called mandated reporters. Mm-hmm. Anybody that is, depending on the position that you have, is mandated by law to report suspected abuse. And what the Commonwealth did at the end of 2013 is expanded and made broader what that definition of abuse is, especially with children. It was very narrowly defined. So the good news for families and for children is that that has been expanded, and as it should have been, so people understand what that is.
Yeah, and one reason I'm aware of that is our employees here at SLB have had that training. We work with kids every single day. And while it might seem obvious that abuse is abuse, how can you not tell it when it's right in front of you? It's not necessarily obvious, and the same is true for if you are a victim of abuse, let alone an observer of abuse. I think if you're a victim, it might even be harder to tell.
Well, sure it is. And with children, you know, it's incumbent upon adults to keep children safe. It's not really a child's responsibility to tell it. And really with a young child, they may not even know that that is abuse other than something that, you know, feels weird, which with regard to an adult keeping a secret, they don't recognize that as abuse. So it is incumbent upon adults to report. And I think the biggest hurdle to that is people thinking that people not wanting to do that because they may be wrong. Yes, you do have to give your name and childline when you do call, and that's who you report to. And, the potential perpetrator does not know who reported that. But, you know, I think it's important if you can save one child. It's certainly more important that people come forward and report than worry about being wrong.
Allison Hall is Executive Director at Pittsburgh Action Against Rape. And I believe you'll be at the Society for Contemporary Craft today. They'll be one of the organizations with a table there today and information. And as you go in to the gallery, to which admission is free, by the way, it's a voluntary admission, you'll get to see artists and just their reaction to violence. A beautiful mandala of Band-Aids is one of the most striking that I can remember, but there are many other works of art. How would you best describe what's there if you had to, you know, more or less just, you know, sort of give a summary of what people see?
I think I would say it's really a conversation. It's an opportunity to see all of the topics we're looking at, street violence, domestic violence, and war. And there's just so much work that has compelling stories across all of the walls. We had another partner that is going to be there today, Luanna Coward from Relief, and they're actually showing the work they did with one of our studio workshop artists, Tina Brewer. They made memory quilts, so they'll have those on display. Luanna had lost 3 of her sons to violence, and so each of the members of her group have very similar stories, and they've depicted those stories on the quilts. So today's a wonderful opportunity to actually have the experience to talk to people about some of their stories related to their artwork.
That's the voice of Rachel Saul, who is with Contemporary Craft. And I was really curious about Luanna because in looking at her website, I didn't realize she had 3 sons that she lost to violence. And just skimming through her website, I had noticed she mentioned one son. And so she has helped to connect other men and women who have lost children and their lives through this organization. She was scheduled to be with us today, and I suspect is probably very busy. Maybe she got stuck in traffic, but she's scheduled to be at Contemporary Craft today as well.
Yeah, she's going to be there along with a few of the women that took part in that workshop with Tina Brewer over the course of the past few months.
I want to ask a question that I'm almost afraid to ask, but I'm going to because I think we need to know, and this is, how's that for a teaser? You just got to wonder what's coming next. It's of Allison. Are things getting better or worse when it comes to work at PAR? Do you think we're becoming, it's not as simple, as that, but can you shed some light? You've been at PAR for 10 years, you were saying. How is the needle moving one way or the other?
It sounds odd, but we see more and more clients every year. Does that tell me that there's, does that indicate there's more and more sexual violence every year? We look at it as that's more and more people seeking help, which is incredibly important given that sexual abuse and rape is the most underreported crime in America. So I think probably the rate has stayed the same, but more people are reporting. I mean, here in Pittsburgh alone, the rate of actual forcible rape has increased, and that just tells us that people come forward. And it's important. It's important to come forward so you can seek the help. People do heal. They get on with their lives. They shouldn't have to do it alone. It's very difficult without seeking help. So I would like to say that in some ways, because of awareness, it's getting better.
Yeah, it's a tough question because raw numbers may tell you actually that incidence rates are increasing, may seem to say that, when if you could actually get in a world where there was 100% accurate, complete reporting every time, you would hope that incidences are decreasing due to education, but it probably seems like it's increasing.
And that's what, yes, given, as I said, that it's the most underreported crime, we know if we could really, really saturate the public with awareness that the numbers would continue to rise, then plateau, and hopefully decline. I mean, that is our goal. And then we'll become an agency that is preventing sexual violence as opposed to just serving victims, which is what we all want.
Do you have room for volunteers at all?
Absolutely.
And what kinds of things do they do?
They go out and speak to the public about our mission and the resources that are available. We've had, volunteers are part of the fabric of our agency in that they man our hotline after business hours. They also accompany victims to the emergency room, and we know we can't do this work alone, and we actually, I'd like to applaud the Society for Contemporary Crafts for including us in their presentation and bringing awareness to this issue.
I want to thank both of you for being here. today. Is there anything, Allison, that you wanted to mention that you didn't have the opportunity to?
Other than if you suspect your child or anyone that you know or you yourself are a victim of sexual violence, you know, please call us. Call our hotline. You can visit our website at paar.net. And someone is there to help 24/7.
It's 866-END-RAPE, 866-END-RAPE. And let me also turn to Rachel just to ask if there's anything else you'd like to mention.
Thank you, Allison, for being here, and thank you for having us. And I guess I'd just like to encourage everybody to, if they haven't seen the exhibition yet, to come down and take a look at the work, and also, visit the studio. I have to say we have some great workshops going on, and it's always a wonderful opportunity to take part in that hands-on experience as well.
Look for the exhibit continuing at the Society for Contemporary Craft through March 22nd. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you for the time.